You'll hear a woman called Paula Canning, who works as a film advisor in local government, talking about her work. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Hi, I'm Paula Canning. I work in my local council's film department. Let me explain what that is exactly. I live in a region that's featured in many films and TV programmes, and tourists are attracted there as a result. So, the local council decided to create a department with the job of promoting the region both to filmmakers and to tourists who'd seen the films. I joined the department when it was first set up. I now work as a film advisor, but when I started, I was employed as what's called a location researcher. In other words, my job was to go round the region, trying to identify places that would be good for filming the outdoor sequences in films and TV programmes. What initially attracted me to the job wasn't so much the salary, although that was okay, but the fact that it involved flexible working hours. Because I'd be travelling around the region looking for places, I could fit the work around looking after my young family. One or two places in my region were already quite famous. For example, a big country house that once appeared in a TV drama series, and a castle that's been used in a surprising number of horror films. My job, though, was to identify less obvious places that filmmakers wouldn't find without my help. For example, I worked a lot with a company that films advertisements. They'd come to me when they wanted to film a new car zooming up a mountain road or a field of cows for a cheese advert. I didn't always find what they were looking for, but I did suggest the beach in one ice cream advert that's been shown thousands of times in cinemas. I spent a year in that first job and really enjoyed it. It was fun working with the film industry and with local people too. Locals are generally thrilled to think their village or street might feature in a film. But I remember having to spend a lot of time trying to talk farmers into allowing filming on their land. Once I'd begun to build up a list of potential places, I decided to develop a database. This featured photos and a video clip as well as a written description of each place. I found developing all that material really rewarding, and I think I did a really good job. I also made lots of useful contacts in the film industry, and films are still being made in the region as a result. In my current job, I spend more time dealing with the tourism that films bring to the region. I get involved in the planning of projects like special weekend tours that take visitors around the places they'll recognise from films. And I'm in charge of a project called Movie Map, which is an online resource for tourists who prefer to visit the places independently. I quite like the challenge of website design, but the tourist office also needs things to give out to tourists who aren't so keen on technology. So I also have to put together leaflets, which, believe it or not, is actually more complicated. I don't know why, but dealing with printers seems to involve a lot of problems. Another thing I've been working on is a set of guidelines for tour companies which take groups of visitors to the sites, especially if it's places where people live. I think everyone understands the need to respect people's houses and land, you know, not to damage or drop litter, but people's privacy also needs to be respected. So there's lots going on in our department, and there's only three of us working in the office. That's why we've started what's known as a work placement programme, which is aimed at young people. It involves voluntary work, of course, but if we can get local teenagers in full-time education to come and work with us for a few weeks in the summer, it would help us and be great experience for them. So before I go on to the next section...
Now you'll hear part 2 again.
Hi, I'm Paula Canning. I work in my local council's film department. Let me explain what that is exactly. I live in a region that's featured in many films and TV programmes, and tourists are attracted there as a result. So the local council decided to create a department with the job of promoting the region both to filmmakers and to tourists who'd seen the films. I joined the department when it was first set up. I now work as a film advisor, but when I started, I was employed as what's called a location researcher. In other words, my job was to go round the region, trying to identify places that would be good for filming the outdoor sequences in films and TV programmes. What initially attracted me to the job wasn't so much the salary, although that was okay, but the fact that it involved flexible working hours, because I'd be travelling around the region looking for places I could fit the work around looking after my young family. One or two places in my region were already quite famous. For example, a big country house that once appeared in a TV drama series, and a castle that's been used in a surprising number of horror films. My job, though, was to identify less obvious places that filmmakers wouldn't find without my help. For example, I worked a lot with a company that films advertisements. They'd come to me when they wanted to film a new car zooming up a mountain road or a field of cows for a cheese advert. I didn't always find what they were looking for, but I did suggest the beach in one ice cream advert that's been shown thousands of times in cinemas. I spent a year in that first job and really enjoyed it. It was fun working with the film industry and with local people too. Locals are generally thrilled to think their village or street might feature in a film. But I remember having to spend a lot of time trying to talk farmers into allowing filming on their land. Once I'd begun to build up a list of potential places, I decided to develop a database. This featured photos and a video clip as well as a written description of each place. I found developing all that material really rewarding, and I think I did a really good job. I also made lots of useful contacts in the film industry, and films are still being made in the region as a result. In my current job, I spend more time dealing with the tourism that films bring to the region. I get involved in the planning of projects like special weekend tours that take visitors around the places they'll recognise from films. And I'm in charge of a project called Movie Map, which is an online resource for tourists who prefer to visit the places independently. I quite like the challenge of website design, but the tourist office also needs things to give out to tourists who aren't so keen on technology. So I also have to put together leaflets, which, believe it or not, is actually more complicated. I don't know why, but dealing with printers seems to involve a lot of problems. Another thing I've been working on is a set of guidelines for tour companies which take groups of visitors to the sites, especially if it's places where people live. I think everyone understands the need to respect people's houses and land, you know, not to damage or drop litter, but people's privacy also needs to be respected. So there's lots going on in our department, and there's only three of us working in the office. That's why we've started what's known as a work placement programme, which is aimed at young people. It involves voluntary work, of course, but if we can get local teenagers in full-time education to come and work with us for a few weeks in the summer, it would help us and be great experience for them. So before I go on to the next section...
That's the end of part two. Now turn to part three.